It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the girls' turn here today as we had the boys' game last night. It was Delhi knocking off Moravia. Today we have a doubleheader. We're first here at Unitego as it's the Unitego girls hosting Oxford in the 3-11 matchup. Later on tonight, they will be heading down to Franklin as the Franklin girls will be hosting Marathon in Class D action. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll set the scene. It's the Blackhawks and the Spartans with a trip to the sectional semifinals on the line on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. They make banking easier. And you can always go back anytime at WCDOsports.com. It's our game audio archive. We record these games. You can go back. It's a free download. Click there anytime at WCDOsports.com in the game audio archive tab. Unitego and Oxford, how they got here. Unitego is the 3 seed, and they defeated Moravia in the opening round, 39-20. Oxford is the 11th seed. They knocked off Elmira Notre Dame, the 6th seed, in the opening round. They went on the road, a tough place to go, and they knocked off Elmira Notre Dame. So Oxford is a team that has been sneaky good all year. They were kind of hanging out around that 5 or 6 spot in the MAC. A dangerous team, and I think Unitego knows that here today. This is not your average 3-11 matchup. This is a scary one, I think, for any Spartans fan looking at this on paper saying, okay, Oxford has played us tough. They've played everybody tough in the league, and they're coming in hot off an upset. So you have to be a little bit nervous here today if you're a Spartans fan. But if the Spartans play like they can, they should be able to take care of business. They are loaded top to bottom with talent, and if they could get back to the semifinals, it could possibly give them a rematch with Deposit Hancock. Speaking of that, here's the other games in the girls' Class C bracket today. At 6 o'clock later tonight, it's number 8 Odessa Montour visiting number 1 Newfield. Then at 5 o'clock today, we have Delhi making the long trip out to Union Springs. That's the 5-4 matchup. Was talking with Delhi head coach Todd Bruce last night. They figured that's got to be a 2.5, maybe a 3-hour drive to get from Delhi to Union Springs. So they were going to leave nice and early and make sure they got there on time. So definitely a tough drive there for Delhi. We'll see how they do today at Union Springs. Of course, we have 11 Oxford at 3 Unitego, and then another intriguing matchup today, 7 Green visiting 2 Deposit Hancock. That game is at Deposit Elementary today at 4 p.m. So if you were deciding to go over there and you didn't know, they switched their games between Deposit and Hancock. That game is at Deposit today at 4 o'clock. Again, later tonight, we'll be heading over the hill, a 6 o'clock tip-off between the 3-seed Franklin girls and 6-seed Marathon. The other Class D girls games going on tonight, 8 Worcester is at top seed Cherry Valley Springfield at 6. We have 5-seed Downsville is at 4-seed Stanford at 2 p.m. That's going to be a fantastic game between two Delaware League rivals. And we have at 7, Hunter Tannersville at 2 South Courtright, also at 2 p.m., another battle of Delaware League teams. So that'll be a good one. Other games happening today in the Class B girls bracket. Tonight at 6, we have 5, Sus Valley at 4, Norwich. The winner of that game will advance next week to take on top seed Oneonta. So we could see Norwich Oneonta again. That would be crazy. And then Cooperstown boys and girls have games today. They're in the Section 3 Class C semifinals. They're a round ahead of Section 4. These games are up at Onondaga Community College in Syracuse. On the girls' side, we have 3-seed Cooperstown taking on a 2-seed Onondaga. That tipped at 1:45. And then we have 2-seed Cooperstown on the boys' side taking on 3-seed West Canada Valley, also at OCC. That game is at 2:45. They have two gyms there, so that's how they're able to get that done. So there's a lot of games we're keeping an eye on. Also want to talk about some wrestlers that have made it to the state championships at 6:30 tonight. We'll talk about that at halftime or anytime we get a break. But right now, we're going to take a little break for the national anthem, and we'll be back. It'll be Oxford and Unitigo here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And we have Oxford and Unitigo here today. Second round of the Class C Girls Basketball Section 4 Tournament. Starting lineups now for Oxford, the 11th seed, and head coach Chris Palmer. They have freshman, one of the best guards in the league, number 3, Madeline Barrows. They have junior, number 10, Olivia Kelsey. Senior, number 14, Caitlin Quigley. She's key on the inside. Senior guard, number 24, Ellie Ryan. And junior, number 30, Carly Miller. On the other side for Unitigo and head coach Bob Z, they will start with senior number 3, Paige McCoy, junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner, the Perry sisters are next, both juniors, number 20, Megan Perry, number 21, Morgan Perry, and the senior Brockport found probably the best point guard in the league, maybe in the area, senior number 23, Haley Lucia. A true point guard at that. Oxford's in the road of black uniforms, the red trim, the white trim as well. Says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green trim. Says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oxford will be going left to right to start off today's contest, I should say. And the Unitigo girls will be going right to left on your radio dial. Set to be a great one here. The crowd has really shuffled in over the last, 5 minutes or so. Not too many seats left to be had, so if you're on the road, maybe coming up old Route 7 right now, make sure you get here quick so you can get yourself a seat. If not, we'll take you the rest of the way. Oxford will win the opening tip, and we're underway here in the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. Oxford with the ball. Ryan will work it for Quigley on the left side. Coming back for Kelsey. Takes it right to the rim and scores for Olivia Kelsey. And Oxford takes a quick 2-0 lead just 20 seconds in. Back up the floor for Unitego on their first offensive trip of the afternoon. Nate Law with you here today. Glad to have you along. Here's Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Chest pass for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner with a bounce pass to the interior. Knocked away there by Oxford. Good defense by Caitlin Quigley. Oxford will work it back up the floor, and they'll lose it out of bounds. That was Olivia Kelsey, who's really come on as a guard this year. Just lost the handle, and it flew out of bounds. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for Oxford over Unitego. Here is Morgan Perry with the basketball. Top of the key again. Unitego in the white with the green trim going right to left. Here's Haley Lucia. Lucia, three-point line extended. Down low on the block for Meg Perry. Across to Morgan Perry. She's blocked. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with Unitego. Good defense there by the Blackhawks. So just about a minute gone in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for Oxford over Unitego. Of course, stay tuned later. We'll be doing Franklin and Marathon, that girls' game, at 6 o'clock over at FCS. Faulkner to the high post for Meg Perry. Perry back out for Faulkner. 8 on the shot clock for Haley Lucia from downtown. In and out. It was halfway down, popped free. Oxford with a rebound. Carly Miller is fouled. I believe our first foul of the game is going to be, yes, it will be, on Morgan Perry of Unitego. And so with 6:50 to go, first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Oxford over Unitego, and Oxford will look to get the ball in. Full court pressure coming from Unitego, and they'll get a steal. Here's Paige McCoy. McCoy to the rim, and she's fouled. Haley Lucia with the strip, and she knocked it over to Paige McCoy, who went up for the layup and was fouled. And so heading to the line will be Paige McCoy, the senior, looking for the first points of the afternoon here for Unitego. McCoy to the line, first shot is good. That makes it 2-1 with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for McCoy at the line for Unitego. And that shot is good. So McCoy, two big free throws. She goes 2-for-2. We have a 2-2 ball game with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Can Oxford figure out this press? That should be an early key to this game. This time they do. Up the left wing side, Barrels with the basketball. Setting up shop on offense. Gets a screen from Ryan on the right side. Barrels on the baseline, throws one across for Quigley. Quigley, a little turnaround shot at the left low block. It was partially blocked there by Meg Perry, and Unitego will come away. Ahead now for Haley Lucia. For Morgan Perry, stops, goes back to Lucia, wants that three ball again. This time hits it. Missed the first one. It was halfway down, popped three. This time Lucia says not so fast. Buries it, makes it 5-2 Unitego with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Oxford across the midcourt timeline. We're going to have a foul on Unitego right on the Spartans logo at midcourt. Foul will be on McCoy. That's her first, team second. And so Oxford will get the ball at midcourt, far side on that left wing side. And Oxford will look to get it in. They do to Barrows. Can they get her going in the early part of this game? They go to Ellie Ryan on the left wing side. Ryan goes to the high post for Quigley. Quigley, turn around. Passes down low for Carly Miller, blocked by Jenna Faulkner. And again, ball safely into the hands of Haley Lucia. Lucia up the floor, dishes one for Meg Perry, takes it inside, and the layup won't go down. Rolled around the rim, but the rebound for Unitego. Now to Faulkner, left side. To Haley Lucia. Now to Morgan Perry. Boy, did everything but finish there on that layup. With 5.5 to go in this first quarter, it's 5-2. Lucia with the ball. Will go to Morgan Perry. Finding Paige McCoy with 10 on the shot clock. Leaves it off for Meg Perry on the baseline. Unitego looking for options. Perry says, I'll take it myself. Goes to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rolled off. And a rebound for Oxford. Barrows back up the right wing side. Floats one across now. Looking for Caitlin Quigley in a traveling violation. Gives it back to Oxford. Oxford struggling to find some rhythm here in the early going. Caitlin Quigley will come to the bench. And Emma Hodge will replace her on the floor for the Blackhawks. 5:15 to go in the first quarter here on WCDO, and the Unitego girls are leading Oxford 5-2. Lucia across the half-court line will find it. Morgan Perry setting up the offense. Perry stops, thought about a long two, didn't pull the trigger. They reverse to the left side for Haley Lucia. To the high post, what a dish down low from McCoy, and she scores. What a pass from Haley Lucia. Through traffic, one-handed. Looked like a Harlem Globetrotters pass, and it's 7-2. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Oxford over midcourt now. They find Ryan. Pull-up jumper for her. Too strong. Rebound for Lucia. Goyan, things are clicking right now for Unitigo. A long home run pass from Lucia. Ahead for McCoy. Lucia hustles back across midcourt and picks it back up. With 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Lucia passes to the right wing side looking for Morgan Perry. Good little juke move. Takes it down low. Off the glass. Won't go. Rebound for Ryan. And we'll have a jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it back to Oxford this time. Ryan was jockeying for position there with Jenna Faulkner. And this press continues to cause some trouble here for Oxford. 4:25 to go first quarter. Unitigo leading Oxford 7-2. Ball is tipped away there by Lucia. Rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. Good defense there by Lucia at midcourt. Just stuck her hand in there. Flopped it out of bounds. And it went off the leg there, I believe, of Olivia Kelsey. And the ball goes back to the Spartans. 7-2 the score. Spartans with the ball. They bring it back up the floor. And it could be more. They've missed a couple of chippies inside. Otherwise, this could be easily an 11 or 13-2 game. McCoy with the basketball. They work it around the top of the three-point arc. Now a steal by Oxford. Good job by Barrows to jump into that passing lane. Pass ahead for Emma Hodge. Stops, pops, gets it to go. Hodge went down low at the right low block and put it in, making it 7-4. That was a critical basket there for Oxford with 3:45 to go first quarter. Right side now for Paige McCoy. A pull-up jumper for her. It's short. Carly Miller the rebound. And ahead for Barrows. Tries the home run pass ahead for Hodge. Hodge is... Boy, it looks like she came up a little limping on that, a little bit short. She went in for the right-handed layup. I think she was afraid of a block from behind. It just kind of rolled her ankle, came down awkwardly on it. Appears to be okay. She's going to stay in. Miller to the bench, quickly back in, but either way, she didn't make that layup. Boy, just kind of came down on it awkwardly. Hope she's okay. 7-4 the score. Unitigo girls leading Oxford with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Faulkner at the top of the key here for Unitigo. Goes to the high post for Meg Perry. Back out for Lucia. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Finds McCoy down low, but it's taken away. McCoy couldn't hold on, and Oxford back up the floor with Barrows. To the right side. Finding Hodge. Hodge will look to go to the interior. Lost control of it. Quigley, though, will rip it away and keep possession for Oxford. Tries to go up for the shot, and Meg Perry with the foul. 3:05 to go in the first, and that's a tough foul there for Unitigo because Quigley was kind of in just no man's land and went to throw it up, and there was contact from Perry, and they get her for the foul. 3:05 to go in the first, still 7-4, and Oxford trying to chip their way back in with Caitlin Quigley, 5'10 senior at the line. First shot won't go. Second shot coming up here for Quigley at the charity stripe. And she'll settle in. So Quigley now with the ball, and this shot is up and good for her, making it 7-5 with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. And Olivia Kelsey to the bench. Carly Miller back in here for Oxford. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. And it's Unitigo 7 and Oxford 4. Faulkner to the left side. We'll go back to Haley Lucia, far side for Morgan Perry. Perry comes off a screen, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but finds Lucia, left side for a three. No, off the back of the rim. It just died there, and a rebound for Barrows. Barrows in the backcourt. Will look to come across the midcourt timeline and does. The freshman guard finds Ellie Ryan on the far side. Into the paint, stripped, and Faulkner will come away with it. Lead pass ahead for Meg Perry. Can she finish? Yes, she will. Meg Perry with the bucket. Makes it Unitigo ahead 9-5 with 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. I believe they put the score up wrong on the board. And so with 2:15 to go in this first quarter, we'll see if they can get that score figured out. Okay, yes, 9-4. So 2:05 to go in this first quarter. Yeah, they were letting the clock run here, and they're going to have to reset that. And we'll see what they reset it to. Clock stops at 2:01. I think it should be back up around 2:20 or so. But our score is Unitigo girls leading Oxford 9-5. And Unitigo will have the ball on the baseline. Oxford was trying to go over and have a quick word there with Chris Palmer, but they say, no, we got the clock figured out. Let's get back on the floor. And so we'll get back underway. Again, our score 9-5. Unitigo girls on top of Oxford late here in the first quarter. Now to Faulkner on the left side. They go down low for Meg Perry. Perry in the paint tries to go up and will have a jump ball. And the arrow this time is going to give it back to Oxford. Unitigo continuing to push it inside, but there's a good size matchup. Oxford and Unitigo both have tall, lanky guards. Well, I should say forwards on the inside. So it's going to be a good battle today on the glass and when they're fighting for position. 1:55 to go in the first. It's 9-5. Oxford with the ball. They go to Barrows, left side. Gets into the paint. Now dishes out for Quigley. Pull-up jumper is good for Caitlin Quigley. And she has 3 points. It's 9-7 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Lucia floats one now for Morgan Perry. Perry back across for Lucia. Thought about a long two. Doesn't shoot it. Now to Meg Perry on the baseline. Down low, off the glass, and good for Meg Perry. And she has 4 points. Making it Unitigo 11, Oxford 7, with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Ryan in the backcourt, and this press still giving Oxford a little bit of trouble, but Barrows is able to break it this time off a pass from Ryan. Barrows through traffic, tries a little up and under shot. It won't go. Rebound Haley Lucia. Ahead now for Faulkner. Stops, pops from 15 feet on the left side, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Quigley with a rebound and an outlet pass on the left wing side for Barrows. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Unitigo girls leading 11-7. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Now here is Barrows on the right side. Spin move away from Morgan Perry. Into the paint. What a pass down low for Carly Miller, and she finishes. Barrows sucked all the defense towards her in the paint and then dished it off. Makes it 11-9. Good play. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chance of defense from a strong Oxford crowd that's traveled here today. Faulkner to the high post finds Meg Perry, and she's fouled. The smaller guard, Ellie Ryan, was trying to get a hand in there to knock that pass away. And she gets whistled for a reach-in. That'll be the first foul on Ryan, second on Oxford as a team. Unitigo with 3 team fouls. Oxford continues to go to the bench. Taylor Moore will come in. And Olivia Kelsey will check back in for the Blackhawks as well, one of the normal starters. Unitigo with the ball on the baseline. They'll work one to the left-wing corner for Morgan Perry. Down low for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot, no good. McCoy, the rebound, and she's fouled. McCoy went to put it up. Olivia Kelsey slid over, and they'll whistle her for a hit on the wrist there with 25 seconds to go first quarter. And that will be the second foul on Olivia Kelsey. And so McCoy back to the line here for Unitigo. First shot for Paige is good. Paige McCoy down with 5 points, leading the way for Unitigo. And the second shot coming for the Spartans as they lead 12-9. And this one is off the back of the rim. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound for Barrows. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading by a triple, 12-9. Barrows will set up the offense for Oxford. They can play for the last shot if they wish. Barrows on the left side. Stops, picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Gets it inside for Caitlin Quigley, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on Faulkner of Unitigo, team's fourth. I believe the first here on Faulkner. Let's see. With 11 seconds to go. No, the second on Faulkner. That could be costly. We'll see what Coach Z decides to do with her. Doesn't have any intention to take her out at the moment, at least, as Oxford gets it in. Oxford left side for Barrows. Down to 8 seconds left. Across for Quigley for three. This one is short. Rebound loose in the paint. Miller comes up with it, but we'll have a jump ball as Meg Perry was able to try to wrestle it away. It's going to go back to Unitigo with 2.7 seconds to go. Here in the first quarter, and it's 12-9. Unitigo's going to roll it up to Morgan Perry. Perry to midcourt is going to fire up a shot here off the backboard. It won't go. End of the first quarter. Unitigo girls lead 12-9. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Long with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As we start the second quarter, Oxford will have the ball at midcourt as they trail Unitigo 12-9 in the second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. The winner of today's game will move on to the semifinals in Cortland. A steal by Haley Lucia right off the bat, takes it to the rim, and she's fouled. Lucia just read that very nicely as Oxford was trying to set up the offense and kind of just looked a little flustered. Lucia takes advantage, couldn't finish, but we'll get a chance at the line here with 7:48 to go in the second quarter. And our score, Unitigo 12 and Oxford 9. So here is Haley Lucia to the line for the Spartans. Her first shot is up and good. So Lucia now with 4 points. Paige McCoy with 5, Meg Perry with 4, and Lucia with 4 for Unitigo. On the other side, 3 for Quigley, and then 2 apiece for Hodge, Kelsey, and Miller. Second shot for Lucia is good. So Haley now with 5 points, along with Paige McCoy. Maddie Wilsey is going to check in. McCoy is going to come to the bench. And so on the floor right now are the two Perry sisters for Unitigo, Lucia, Wilsey, and Faulkner. Oxford will get it into Barrows. The full court pressure still coming from the Spartans. With our score 14-9, Unitigo on top of Oxford. Here is Ryan to the high post now for Quigley. Nice little up and under move. Shot off the glass won't go. Meg Perry's there for a rebound. Perry is off and running. Down the floor on the right side, wants to take it to the rim. Shot won't go, but she is fouled there by Ellie Ryan of Oxford. Unitigo is doing a good job of getting inside, drawing contact, and getting opportunities from the charity stripe. That's the second team foul on Oxford and the second on Ryan here in the second quarter. And so Meg Perry to the line, first shot good. And so that makes it 15-9. Unitigo trying to build up a little bit of a cushion here. They jumped out to a 7-2 lead. Oxford kind of cut it back. And now the second shot here from Perry is good. So she has 6 points, making it 16-9. So biggest lead of the game here for the Spartans so far. Can Oxford answer? More full court pressure coming. Looks like a little full court man-to-man is basically what it appears to be to me. Oxford with the ball in the backcourt. They go to Barrows, and now across for Olivia Kelsey. Kelsey through the paint. Nice take. Off the glass. It won't go. Did everything but finish there. Haley Lucia the rebound, but got stripped from behind there by Kelsey. You don't see that very often. Kelsey tries to go to Ellie Ryan. She gets tied up with Jetta Faulkner, and will have a jump ball, giving it back to Unitigo. Good hustle by both sides. Here, as anytime there's a loose ball, they're both on the floor scrapping for it. We've had a lot of jump balls so far. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo girls leading Oxford 16-9. Unitigo with the ball. They go to the right side now, down low on the baseline for Meg Perry. Back up for Faulkner. Pump fakes, finds Lucia. Right side for three. Good. Lucia from downtown, and she's got 8. She's having a good shooting day, making it 19-9. Oxford back across midcourt. They break the press easy that time. Here is Barrows. Now to Ellie Ryan. It was tipped away by guess who? Haley Lucia. Ball on the floor. Another jump ball. This time it'll stay, I believe. No, they're going to call a foul here. No jump ball. Foul is going to be on Faulkner. That's going to be her third with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. And so it looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Oxford. We'll sort out that foul. Yeah, they're going to call it here on Faulkner. Team's first, her third. 6:40 to go in the second. 19-9 the score. Unitigo girls on top of Oxford. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:40 to go in the second quarter, live from the U this afternoon. Faulkner is going to stay in the game with these three fouls. So Coach Z rolling the dice here in the early going. with 6:40 to go in the second quarter, and Unitego leading at 19-9. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Oxford taking it to the rim with Olivia Kelsey on the left wing side, and she is fouled by Meg Perry. And so Perry is going to pick up her second foul, team second. And so to the line is Olivia Kelsey. So Unitego going to have to be careful here with this foul situation. Two of your key players with some early fouls. Faulkner with three, Meg Perry with two. Kelsey's shot will not go. Second one coming. Here for Olivia Kelsey. And this one is good, but they're going to say it's going to be a violation, so it will not count. So it's 19-9, 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And Unitego will bring it up after Oxford comes up empty on that possession. Haley Lucia right side, now to Faulkner. Dishing one here to Morgan Perry. Skips it across the top of the defense. Now down low for Maddie Wilsey. Up top for Jenna Faulkner. Long shot, left elbow, won't go. Rebound loose, and Meg Perry comes away with it. Puts it up and scores. Perry was in the right place at the right time. Good box out there of Caitlin Quigley, and was able to put home the rebound, making it 21-9. Unitego on top of Oxford with 6 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor for Olivia Kelsey. Now to Miller. Miller on the baseline, looking for position. Flips one back up to Ryan. Ryan on the right side. Floats one across, taken away here by the long arms of Jenna Faulkner. Read that beautifully. Faulkner takes it down. Boy, we got a charge on Jenna Faulkner. Caitlin Quigley takes the charge, and that's going to be the fourth on Faulkner, and now she's going to have to come out. And with 5:45 to go in the second quarter, Alexa Lucia is going to come in, and Faulkner to the bench with those four fouls, and Faulkner's fired up. She went to the rim. She went hard. Quigley was there. It was really hard to tell if her feet were set. Oxford's going to throw away the inbounds pass. They're flustered right now as well, so Unitego's going to get it back, but they'll be without the services of Faulkner, at least I would guess, until the second half. 5:43 to go in the second quarter. 21-9 the score. Unitego will get it in. They find Meg Perry. She puts it up on the pass from Morgan and is fouled. Shot won't go, but Meg will go back to the line where she's been making a living the last couple of possessions. So our team foul situation at the moment is 3 on Oxford, 2 on Unitego with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. And to the line here is Meg Perry. As we said, first shot good. So Meg has 9. And another shot coming here for Meg at the line as she settles in. And this one is up and good. And we'll have a timeout taken by Unitego as Unitego leads Oxford 23-9, 5:40 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Unitego took that timeout, but they spent a lot of it talking to the officials as a foul was called on Morgan Perry somewhere during that foul shot. I don't really understand it. They said it was a push from behind, a foul on Morgan Perry. And so now each team has 3 fouls apiece. So the foul's going against Unitego at the moment. The fans are fired up. Coach Z is fired up. The bench is fired up. And we'll see how they deal with this. Good thing is, if you're a Spartans fan, you have a 23-9 lead over Oxford with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Blackhawks with the ball. Barrows, right side for three, it won't go. And a rebound for Morgan Perry. Perry back up the floor, across the Spartans logo. Perry, bounce pass down low, finds Meg. Pull-up jumper, left it a little short. Ball loose, Caitlin Quigley the rebound. Quigley gets tied up, will have a jump ball, and the arrow keeps it with Oxford. Oxford has just kind of hit a little bit of a snag here offensively. They haven't scored in the second quarter so far. 5:20 to go in the second, and it's 23-9. Oxford with the ball in the backcourt. Up the left wing side, a strip here by Morgan Perry. Perry with a 2-on-1, finds her sister Meg, who puts it up and in. Meg has 12 points, and a timeout's taken by Oxford. They want to talk things over. with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitego girls leading Oxford 25-9. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, another steal for Unitego. Morgan Perry can't put in a contested right-handed layup. Oxford a rebound. Back up the floor for Barrows. And the lefty puts it up and in. Got into the paint, did a little nice up and under for, believe it or not, her first basket of the afternoon, making it 25-11 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Morgan Perry with the ball. Floats one back across for Haley Lucia. For three, got it. Bang for Haley Lucia, and she's got 11. And she is on fire today. 28-11 now with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Maybe the best I've seen Haley Lucia shoot this season. And back to the top of the key here for Barrows. Barrows dishes one off now for Caitlin Quigley. Quigley, a nice spin move. Turnaround shot. Oh, they'll say she traveled. And so it goes back to Unitego. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, and our score, the Unitego girls leading 28-11. Second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Lucia with the ball, chest pass, finding Alexa Lucia, younger sister of Haley, to the top of the key. Lex with a pull-up jumper here, was partially blocked, taken away by Oxford at midcourt. And here is Barrows across the midcourt timeline. Stops, pops, wants a three, no good. Rebound for Carly Miller, it's up and in. Miller now with four, making it 28-13. Can Oxford get a little roll going, get some momentum back before the end of the second quarter? 3:40 to go in this second frame. Here is Morgan Perry finding Alexa Lucia. Down low for Maddie Wilsey. Back over to Haley Lucia for a three. Haley again got it. Haley Lucia with 14. Wow. And that's 4 3-pointers in the first half for Haley. And it's 31-13. Down low into the paint. Ball is tied up there, and we're going to have a traveling violation on Oxford. And everything is rolling Unitego's way right now. With 3:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 31-13. Quigley to the bench. And stepping back in is Emma Hodge here for Oxford. Lucia back up the floor, and Oxford's going to have to be aware of where she is around the three-point line. Here is Haley Lucia right side. Down low for it, Meg Perry. Turnaround shot for Perry. Won't go. Rebound for Ellie Ryan. Went into the land of the trees. Maybe the shortest player on the court was able to come down with it. Back across now for Emma Hodge. Hodge back up to Barrows. Stripped away. Rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to Unitego. Good defense there by guess who? Haley Lucia, who has 14 points. So you have Haley with 14, Meg Perry with 12, Paige McCoy with 5, leading the way for the Spartans. Mallory Frazier will check in now for Unitego. Meg Perry to the bench. Good move here by Coach Z to protect her. Tatum Coddington coming in as well. Morgan Perry to the bench with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And the score 31-13 for the Spartans. They are putting on a good show here today. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Might have a special treat for you as well at the half. Here's Alexa Lucia finding Haley Lucia down low. Maddie Wilsey off the glass. It's good. Maddie Wilsey with the bucket, and that was just great because the defense was coming out on Haley so fast to prevent another three. She dished it down low to a wide-open Maddie Wilsey who finished, and it's 33-13. Oxford with the ball. They find Ryan now back out to Barrows. Pull-up jumper, no good, but she is fouled and will head to the charity stripe as she was just in the paint there. 2:18 to go, second quarter. 33-13 the score. Unitigo on top of Oxford. And this will be Barrows heading to the line here. The talented freshman was named a first-team MAC All-Star. First shot is up and good. She has 3 points. Carly Miller is the leading scorer for the Blackhawks. She has 4. And so back to the line again for Barrows for her second shot, and it's good. So Barrows has 4 as well, making it 33-15 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. And we'll have a whistle here. Officials will stop the play. They're going to have Unitigo inbounded on the side there. And we'll be back underway. Not exactly sure what the stoppage was there. Unitigo losing the ball, though. Lex Lucia was taken away there, was stripped of the basketball. Barrows will take it in for a left-handed layup. She has 6. Oxford trying to get a little momentum here. We mentioned it before, but then Unitigo's been able to answer. It's 33-17. Unitigo girls on top of Oxford. Second round of the Class C sectional tournament here in Section 4. Lex Lucia, left side, pulls up, and this one is off the mark. Rebound for Carly Miller. Miller back up the floor for Barrows, trailed by Haley Lucia. Barrows takes it coast to coast, and it's in. She's got 8 points. Makes it 33-19. Oxford making a little run here before the halftime break. And Haley Lucia will come across midcourt once again. On the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Find Tatum Connington. Skips it across, finding Alexa Lucia. Lucia down low, finding Mallory Frazier now. Chest pass back out to Haley Lucia, 10 on the shot clock. Leaving it off for Alexa Lucia. 3 ball, got it for Alexa Lucia. That makes it 36-19 with 1:05 to go in the second quarter. Right side for Ellie Ryan. Ryan is immediately double-teamed. Is able to dish it off and leave it here for Barrows. Her pull-up shot no good. Carly Miller, the rebound, it's up and in. Miller now with 6 points, making it 36-21. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitigo only scored 39 the other night against Moravia. They got 36 in the first half here tonight. Now to Haley Lucia. Steps through a double team, finds Frazier in the corner. Had to save it from going out of bounds, and it goes right into Oxford with 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. And here is Ellie Ryan on the right side. Ryan with a step-back jumper, halfway down, won't go. Frazier with the rebound, outlet pass for Haley Lucia. Lucia across and in the backcourt. Will work one into the corner now for Tatum Connington. Connington back across for Alexa Lucia. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, and tries to dish one off, but it was intercepted with 6 seconds left. Oxford back up the floor. Here is Barrows, right side. Down low on the baseline, spin move, shot at the buzzer, won't go. Halftime score, Unitigo 36, Oxford 21. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned on WCDO. The Unitigo girls leading Oxford 36-21. It's time now for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use that Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. So you can see for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. First half scoring summary, Haley Lucia with 14 points. Hit 4 3-pointers, so a great first half there for Haley. Meg Perry with 12. Paige McCoy with 5, Alexa Lucia with 3, Maddie Wilsey with 2. Unitigo only scored 39 the other night in their win over Moravia. Tonight, 36 at the half, so a good first half for Unitigo. Other side for Oxford, 8 points for Madeline Barrows, 6 for Carly Miller, 3 for Caitlin Quigley, 2 apiece for Emma Hodge and Olivia Kelsey. So a good game so far, but want to take a little sidetrack here. We're joined by the pride of Wells Bridge, I believe, as he's known. Unitigo sophomore guard Shea Barber has come over to have a few words with us. Shea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Nate.
Shea, let's just, well, talk about this game a little bit first. I mean, I love how Unitigo, the girls' team, supports the guys and vice versa. You guys always come out to the student section here, but an exciting first half, and, boy, Haley was really hitting.
Yeah, it's always a great atmosphere when you come out and play at Unitigo, and today, we've just been hitting our threes this first half, and hopefully that continues into the second.
You nailed it with the atmosphere here. The games that you had with Green were fantastic here with the crowd. The one where you hit the buzzer beater, of course, the girls' game with Delhi was probably the biggest crowd I've seen here. But let's talk about that that buzzer beater a couple weeks ago. What was going through your head when you came down, double overtime, and you get a chance to hit the game winner?
I just trusted Coach when he called up the play, and I knew my teammates, they'd be able to make the right play, and Miles did a great job coming down and swinging it out to Torrey. I thought he was going to take the shot, but he ended up passing to me, so I got the chance. I was just trying to stay calm, and luckily for me, it went in.
Is that a play that you guys have specifically set up for that type of a situation, or did Coach just say, go here, and see what happens?
Coach just told our point guard that you get down to the floor, and if you don't have a wide-open layup, kick it out, and we'll try to get the three.
Was there any discussion in that timeout, to maybe just go for the two, or was it like, hey, we're going to go for it all and try to get the win?
The first option was to go for the two and try to get the tie, but, I mean, you always want to go for the win, so that's what we ended up doing.
It was great. I thought it was a gutsy call, and you ended up hitting it. I don't want to bring up anything bad, but can you talk about the Groton game? I mean, talk about a buzzer beater. That had to just be a tough way to end the season for you guys.
Yeah, that game was definitely a fight. Groton came to play. They wanted it, and we left too much time. We had the ball for the last shot, but we left too much time, and they hit a three-quarter court buzzer beat. I mean, you can't really do nothing.
I mean,
yeah,
that's like stuff you see on ESPN. You think, oh, it's never going to happen in a game I'm playing in. And it's tough for your seniors, but you guys had a great year, and I think you guys have kind of put Unitigo back on the map. What do you think?
Yeah, we're losing a bunch of seniors with Owen Reed and Austin Faulkner and Dave Fletcher, and that's a tough way for them to go out, but it was a great season for us to turn around the program after struggling for a couple of years.
And you guys have some good young players come back. I mean, you're only in 10th. Miles and you will be back, a good JV squad. I mean, The future is bright. What are your off-season plans here to try to train and get better as not only yourself? I know you do a lot of work with the camps and stuff, but as the team as well.
Yeah, we're, you know, just open gym and stuff, just overall trying to get better. And hopefully most of our players playing AAU, I mean, keep a ball in their hand and hopefully we do something special next season.
Yeah, that's key. Any thoughts on what the Final Four could look like for the boys? I mean, you've played Delhi, you've played Green. We know that the other two teams, Newfield and Watkins Glen, are both good. Any thoughts on, you know, just your gut on, hey, that team's really rolling right now, or what do you think could happen?
I mean, of course you always have to talk about Delhi and their defense and how they have offensive threats with the MAC MVP Al-Tate. And that's really the team you just got to look out for. And Green could always do something special with their athletic ability and their size. And so those are two teams I would watch. I don't really know a lot about Watkins Glen or Newfield.
Yeah, I think if you can get out next week to SUNY Cortland for those semifinal games, folks, they're going to be two really good games. Newfield-Delhi, very similar style teams. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Watkins Glen loves to shoot the three. So to see them go up against Green, they actually played in the regular season, and Watkins Glen beat Green, I think it was by 20 or 25. But talking to Green, they didn't have Drew Erickson. He was out with an injury, and Watkins Glen just couldn't miss. They hit double-digit threes, something like that. So, you know, if they're cold, they're not shooting well, could really change the game. So we'll see about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. So one last question before we let you go. Baseball season, what's it looking like here for the Spartans? What do you think?
They should be good. I mean, you always got Caden in that lineup, so you're going to have some power.
Yeah.
Good lineup with Ricky Brennan, left-handed bat, good pitcher. So there should be some battles in there.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Caden. Of course, I haven't really seen him since football season because he didn't play a winter sport this year, but excited to see him back out on the diamond. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, the Pride of Wells Bridge here. Shea Barber joining us. Thanks a lot, Shea. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take a break. Halftime score 36-21. Unitigo girls on top here of Oxford. We'll be back with the second half on CDO.
At SFCU, we support and encourage each other to succeed.
SFCU employees talk about why SFCU is banking easier.
I feel like the relationship with SFCU and the members is more of like a family relationship. We really care about our members a lot.
When finding your financial institution, it is a big undertaking, very personal. And at SFCU, we strive to make that transition very smoothly and make banking easier.
SFCU is amazing at making like banking easier and more convenient. We are really improving on things that we think will be best for the members.
WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter starts with a Jenna Faulkner jumper, and that gives Unitigo a 38-21 lead. Now Oxford is in the backcourt here, trying to get it across the midcourt timeline. It's a 10-second call, and Oxford will turn it over. Unitigo will get it back. So a fast start here for Unitigo. That Faulkner jumper, and then the press continues to cause some problems here for Oxford. So Unitego leads 38-21. We're just underway in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lal here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. High post here for Paige McCoy. Her shot is blocked. 2-on-1 for Oxford, but a good job by Morgan Perry to get back. Picks up a steal, and Unitego will hang on to it. So here is Perry. Zips one over, finding Faulkner left side. Faulkner finds Meg Perry. Now back to Morgan. Right side for Haley Lucia. Again with four threes in the first half. Excuse me. Dishes off down low for Paige McCoy. Right low block, and she's fouled. And McCoy will go back to the line. Maybe the best I've seen Unitego shoot here this season. They're a team that sometimes can struggle on the offensive end of the floor. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I know Coach Z agrees with that at times. In our interviews with him, we've chuckled about it. McCoy can't get the first shot to go, but it's really good to see Lucia with 14, Perry with 12. They were both hitting their shots, and to see Haley shooting so well from the outside is a good sign. McCoy's second shot won't go down. Rebound loose on the floor. Oxford will come up with it. Outlet pass ahead for Ryan. Ryan down the left side of the floor. Pull-up jumper is good for Ellie Ryan. Her first basket of the game. Unitego going left to right on your radio dial to start the second half. They float one to Faulkner left side. Now back up to Morgan Perry. Unitego leads 38-23 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. And now another steal by the freshman guard, Madeline Barrows. Picked the pocket there of Meg Perry. And we'll work it back to midcourt. Oxford going right to left. Bounce pass here for Ellie Ryan. Pump fakes on a three. Floats one across the top of the zone for Kelsey. Pull-up jumper for Olivia Kelsey. No good. Rebound for Faulkner. And now to Haley Lucia. Across midcourt. And a chest pass left side for Morgan Perry. Unitego taking their time on offense here with a comfortable lead of 38-23. Bounce pass to the interior for Morgan Perry. Back out for Faulkner. Pump fakes on a three. Steps through. And the little Dr. J finger roll won't go down. Caitlin Quigley with a rebound. And Oxford back up the floor with 5:45 to go in the third. Ryan works it inside for Caitlin Quigley. Off the glass and good for Quigley. And she has five. Makes it 38-25. Oxford just hanging around enough to try to maybe keep it close. Maybe they can make a run. Right side of the floor now for Faulkner. Again, playing with four fouls. She's going to have to be very careful. Pass to the high post. Intercepted again by Oxford. Little sloppy ball handling here for Unitego to start the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for the Blackhawks. We're going to have a block taken. Foul's going to be on Paige McCoy of Unitego, as that was Olivia Kelsey on the drive. Second personal on McCoy. Each team now with one team foul. So on the baseline, Oxford with the basketball. They'll look to get it in. Immediately stolen, though, by Meg Perry. Perry finds Haley Lucia. Up the floor now for Faulkner. Faulkner to the high post finds Meg Perry. Little up and under, just left it short. Carly Miller rips down another rebound and will work her way out to give the ball here to Madeline Barrows. Oxford in the black with the red and white trim. Unitego's in the white with the green trim. Another steal by Meg Perry. Perry's going to be all alone for a wide open layup and scores. And she has 14 points. Timeout taken by Oxford, with the Spartans leading Oxford 40-25, 4:50 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
One quick out-of-town score to update you on. This is a crazy game. Stanford girls in Downsville in the 4-5 game in Class D. Stanford led 24-9 at the half, and then Downsville went on a 12-0 run to start the third quarter, and Stanford leads 24-21 now midway through the third. Crazy game there. Always a good one when Downsville and Stanford get together. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. 40-25 to score. Oxford throws the ball away out of that timeout as they were bringing it down the floor. And so Unitego will get it back. And here is Morgan Perry. Perry to the left side finding Faulkner to the high post. Now down low for Maddie Wilsey. Little up and under. Good move there by the freshman Maddie Wilsey. and she's able to score on a reverse layup, making it 42-25 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening in today on WCDO. We'll have the Franklin girls in marathon at 6 o'clock, so we got you set all day for hoops. Pass down low for Olivia Kelsey. She misses the left-handed layup. Unitigo another rebound. Across midcourt for Morgan Perry. Finds her sister Meg. Down low and she's fouled. The Perry connection there will send Meg back to the line. And Meg always seems to take a beating. Every game we do, she just is inside, banging around. Always a physical game. And she'll head back to the line here. She was fantastic in the MAC championship, coming up just a little short against Deposit Hancock, but had a very strong double-double and just did a really good job. So back to the line. First shot for Meg. No good. 42-25 to score with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second shot coming for Meg at the line as we speak. Settles in. Deep breath. Second shot for Meg. Left it short. Rebound loose, and Madeline Barrows will scoop it up here. Barrows across the midcourt timeline for Oxford as they trail 42-25. Midway through the third quarter, they go down low for Caitlin Quigley. The shot is good for Quigley. And Quigley now with 7 points. So you have Barrows with 8, Quigley with 7, Miller with 6. Those are really the big three for Oxford. They're starting to heat up a little bit. They were able to upset Elmira Notre Dame in the first round on the road, 60-57 in the 6-11 game. That brought them to today in a matchup with Unitigo. Into the paint now. Ball is knocked around. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo as that was Meg Perry trying to take it to the rim. She was stripped. But it'll stay with the Spartans. 3:25 to go here in the third. Our score is Unitigo 42, Oxford 27. Fighting for the right to go to SUNY Cortland next week for the semifinals. Unitigo will look to get it in. They go to Maddie Wilsey on the baseline. Goes to the hoop and she's fouled. Knew the contact was coming, absorbed it, couldn't get the shot off, but was fouled and will head to the line. So Maddie Wilsey is part of a very good core that will be coming back next year. You have the Perry sisters, only juniors. Of course, Wilsey, a freshman, as she goes to the line, can't make her first shot. Jenna Faulkner, only a junior. Tatum Coddington, who comes in from time to time and has big minutes, a sophomore. Alexa Lucia, only a sophomore. Kylie Musaw, just a freshman as well. Second shot, no good here for Wilsey. Faulkner with the rebound. Gets stripped of the ball. Oxford will come away with it. So Unitigo struggling a little bit from the line right now as Oxford comes back across midcourt. 3:10 to go in the third. It's 42-27. The Oxford girls trailing Unitigo. We're going to have a kick, it looks like, I believe, up near midcourt with 3:07 to go in the third. And so Oxford will go to the bench, and Carly Miller will come back in. Taylor Moore also into the ballgame now for Oxford. They go to Barrows on the inbounds play on the right side. Splits two defenders. Goes down low for Quigley. Muscles it up and in. Quigley now with 9 points. And her game has just come such a long way in the last couple of years. I know how hard she works at it. And Oxford's still hanging around in this game. They trail 42-27. Pass inside here for Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. It won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Boy, it was a hard collision down low. Hope that everybody's okay. I think Maddie Wilsey might have got the worst of it there. She might have bumped her head. Coaches are going to come out to have a word and make sure that she's okay. We'll take a break. 42-29 is the score now. Excuse me, folks. 42-29. Unitigo on top of Oxford. 2:40 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Oxford, out of that timeout, will throw the ball away, and Unitigo will get it back with 2.5 to go in the third. And it's 42-29. Unitigo with the ball in the backcourt. They'll work it for Lucia. Now to Morgan Perry. Pull-up jumper for Perry is good. Morgan Perry, believe it or not, her first basket of the game. Makes it 44-29 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Barrows across the midcourt timeline as Oxford will look to work it to the interior. They find Caitlin Quigley. She's blocked from behind. Paige McCoy will come up with it. And an outlet pass to Meg Perry. Now to Haley Lucia. Slides one over to Morgan Perry. Back across the top of the defense for Jenna Faulkner. Shot won't go. Carly Miller a rebound. She gets tied up. Jump ball is going to keep it with Unitigo with a 1:50 to go in the third quarter. And the score, Unitigo 44, Oxford 29. Don't forget, folks, later on tonight, we'll have a 6 o'clock tip-off, so about a 5:45 Butler Auto pregame show as the Franklin girls host Marathon in the 3-versus-6 game over at FCS tonight in the Class D bracket. That'll be a good one, so join us for that. Morgan Perry, pull-up jumper on the inbounds. Play is good. Morg with another bucket, making it 46-29 as we come up on 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Oxford with the ball. Left wing side, now back to Barrows at the top of the key. Barrows works it to the interior, finding Caitlin Quigley. Quigley for Carly Miller. Pull-up jumper on the baseline, no good. Left it short. Rebound for Meg Perry into the safe hands of Haley Lucia. She'll work it up the floor. Distributes for Morgan Perry. Takes it to the rim, off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. Again, Unitigo has just been so good today at breaking down the defense, getting to the interior, even if they don't make a shot, getting fouled and getting to the line. Haven't shot that well at the line, but I shouldn't say that. They've gone hit or miss from the line here today. As Morgan Perry will step in. Perry's first shot from the line is good. So Morgan now with 5 straight points. So you still have Haley with 14, Meg with 14, and now Paige McCoy and Morgan Perry with 5 apiece. Morgan's second shot is good, so she has 6. Unitigo's going to go to the bench. Meg Perry will get a break. Mallory Frazier will come in. With a minute 13 to go in the third, it's 48-29. The Oxford girls trailing Unitigo, second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. They'll go to Barrows on the right side for Oxford. Bang from downtown. She's got 11. Madeline Barrows, the freshman now, makes it 48-32. 55 seconds to go in the third. Here is Faulkner, top of the key. She'll dish one into the corner now for Morgan Perry. Perry for a long two, got it. Boy, Morgan has really come alive here. She's got 8 points. Makes it 50-32. That's what makes Unitigo so dangerous. Contributions from anyone at any time, from anywhere. Now a steal for Faulkner and a head for Morgan Perry. And they're going to have a foul on Oxford in the backcourt, and Faulkner will come down to take the foul shots, as this will be the 5th foul as a team on Oxford here in the third quarter with 33 seconds to go in the third. And so Faulkner will step in. Again, the other Class C games today, a 4 o'clock tip-off in deposit as DH will take on Green. 5 o'clock tip between Delhi and Union Springs. That game is out at Union Springs. And then 6 o'clock tip-off between Odessa Montour and top seed Newfield at Newfield tonight. Faulkner's first shot is good. And Faulkner now with 3 points. Second shot coming at the line, and this one is good. So Faulkner with 4, and it's a 20-point lead for the Spartans with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor for Oxford. It's 52-32. Taken away by Faulkner again. And now a long home run pass from Haley Lucia. Ahead for Paige McCoy. Off the glass and good. Count it for Paige McCoy. McCoy's got 7. And to the line will go McCoy, looking for the 3-point play. Boy, Paige McCoy came on early. Had those 5 points to start off the game. I thought that helped Unitigo get off to a good run. And now a key basket here, and the foul shot is good for Paige, and she has 8, making it 55-32 with 18 seconds to go in this third quarter. Oxford back up the floor. Left side. No, go to Emma Hodge. Hodge far side for Burroughs, and a kick there by Morgan Perry with 9 seconds to go in the third. And so the ball will be at midcourt for the Oxford Blackhawks, and Ella Kelsey gets it into Barrows. 8 seconds left. Top of the key here. floats one across. Now down low looking for Carly Miller. She gets tied up with Mallory Frazier. Jump ball keeps it with Oxford with 1.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Waiting for the inbounds pass from Burrows. And she'll look to get it in. Top of the key. Can Oxford get a shot off? And they won't do it before the end of the third quarter as the buzzer sounds. Unitego 55, Oxford 32. We'll be back fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. No matter how this one finishes up, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here for today's game. And remember, 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have Franklin and Marathon, so we'll have a small break in between, and I'll head over the hill to FCS. A steal here by Oxford as we start the fourth quarter. Carly Miller with the steal. Barrows back up the floor, a bounce pass to the left side here to the interior for Quigley. Into the paint, and a traveling call on Quigley with 7:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Quigley's okay, got tripped up, went down to the floor hard, but is all right. Maddie Wilsey is over on the bench for Unitego, appears to be okay. Going back to the play with Wilsey, everybody was crashing and banging. It looked like maybe she got bumped in the head. Couldn't tell if it was head-to-head or a knee or an elbow or something like that, but she's up. She looks to be okay, but she's on the bench, and I'm sure they'll make sure she is okay. And I'd be surprised if we see her back in to get in today. Just want to make sure she's all right. Unitego with the ball. They go Haley Lucia left side. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper for Lucia. No good. Rebound, though, is pulled back down by Mallory Frazier. Back out to Lucia. They'll look to choose some clock here. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 55-32. Unitego girls leading Oxford. Down low. Great pass from Faulkner to McCoy. She scores. McCoy's got 10. Makes it 57-32. And a great afternoon for the senior here, Paige McCoy. Left side for Madeline Barrow. Steps back for three. Too strong. Hit the front of the rim. We'll have a foul. And it's going to be on Oxford's Carly Miller underneath as she was fighting for position. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 57-32. And Unitego boys, or girls, excuse me, will have it on the baseline. Girls today, boys was last night. We did that Delhi game over Moravia. That was a lot of fun. Good game. Delhi boys advancing. Great pass from Lucia. Down low. Oh, for Jenna Faulkner, and she couldn't finish. It would have been a highlight reel pass and finish, and Faulkner just misses the layup. Another great dish there from Haley Lucia. Oxford now has gone to the bench, playing some reserves. We'll have a traveling call on Taylor Moore. Quigley's going to come back in after she fell hard. They took her over to the bench, made sure she was okay. Moore now will head back for a breather. And Unitego will get the ball in on the right wing side as they go left to right. Here is Lucia, front of her own bench on the right wing side with 6.5 to go in the fourth. It's 57-32. And here is Mallory Frazier back to Faulkner, who has played the whole second half with these four fouls. I don't want to jinx her, but she's done a good job with it so far. Faulkner on the right wing side. Faulkner looking for options, splits a double team, tries to force one down low for McCoy, stolen away here by Madeline Barrows. Back up the floor for Barrows on the baseline. Tried to dish it off, and it's stolen away by Faulkner. Numbers if they can hurry. Ahead for Meg Perry. Perry off the glass and good. Meg Perry now with 16. And Unitego leads 59-32. And over the midcourt timeline here is Barrows, left side for three. Not enough mustard on that, but the rebound for Carly Miller. She can't get the shot to go. Rebound, long pass ahead to Paige McCoy, up and in. Great home run ball from Morgan Perry, and McCoy's got 12. And Unitico's pouring it on. They lead 61-32 with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Barrows across the top of the defense, now down low for Caitlin Quigley on the right low block. Off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. Quigley working hard on the interior. And Quigley will settle in with 5:20 to go in the fourth. And now McCoy will come to the bench, Faulkner to the bench. Coddington and Moussaw will check back in for Unitigo. 61 points for Unitigo so far today, still 5:20 to go in the fourth. And they just haven't been putting up these type of numbers late in the season. And this is good for you Unitigo fans. I'm sure you're delighted to see this kind of offensive output. First shot for Quigley, no good. Second shot coming. Here for Caitlin Quigley at the line. That one won't go. Rebound here for Mallory Frazier. She gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Keeps it with Oxford. Good job by Barrows to work her way in there. And get her hands on that ball. Barrows on the inbounds play. We'll go to Ellie Ryan. Into the corner now for Barrows. Step back three for her. No good. Right there for the rebound was Olivia Kelsey. Nobody boxed her out. And she puts it up and in. She has 4 points. And it's 61-34 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo setting up on offense to go to Coddington, left side. Now back to Moussaw. Moussaw back to Haley Lucia. Down low on a backdoor cut. They find Moussaw. Pull-up jumper. Good. Or Kylie Moussaw. On that left wing baseline was wide open. Pulled the jumper and hit it. And it's 63-34. With 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Barrows with a deep three. Not enough air under this one. Hit the side of the rim. Back out for Carly Miller with a rebound. Oxford keeps the possession alive on the baseline. They go for Ellie Ryan from downtown. That one is also short. Follows her shot, gets her own rebound, but they'll say it was a kick with 4.5 to go in the fourth. And so on the baseline, this will stay with Oxford. And Madison Cooperthwaite will check into the game now for Unitigo. And Morgan Perry to the bench. So everybody, almost everybody, has played today here for Unitigo. Bailey McCoy, the eighth grader they brought up from JV, has not gotten in yet. We'll see if that happens. Barrows from the left side for three, no good. Moussaw with the rebound. Moussaw now to Haley Lucia. Walking back up the floor, they find Tatum Coddington. Wanted that three, didn't pull the trigger. They go back out to Lucia. Straightaway three, good. Lucia's got 17, her fifth three of the game. It's got to be a career afternoon in terms of threes there for Haley Lucia. 66-34, now a steal from Lucia. Two on one if they can hurry. Behind the back pass to Moussaw. Oh, just can't finish it. Boy, that's the Haley Lucia signature move. She put it right where it needed to be, and Moussaw just couldn't finish. Back the other way, Carly Miller up and good for the bucket. Miller has eight. Makes it 66-36. Boy, the roof was ready to blow off if Moussaw hit that one. With 3:40 to go in the fourth. Here is Lucia. Left side now for Moussaw. Back up to Coddington. Back to Moussaw with 3.5 to go. It's 66-36. They try to go to the interior. It's stolen away here by Barrows. Back up the floor, into the paint. Left-handed layup is good for Madeline Barrows. She's got 13. With 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter, Unitigo in control, leading Oxford 66-38. And Haley Lucia, the only starter still on the floor. Lucia wants another one, lets it fly, and this one is no good. From three-point land, follows her shot, gets her own rebound, though. Can't save it as she was chasing it from going out of bounds. Stepped on the line. It's going to go back to Oxford. Don't forget our post-game show coming up. As I said, offense, defense, all-purpose. I want to tell you about the local wrestlers that made the New York State Championship as well. We'll talk about that. Haley Lucia gets a standing ovation, a senior, her last game here on her home floor at Unitigo. That's a bittersweet feeling. With 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, well, you can see the seniors are having a tough time with this on the winning side or the losing side. Looking over at the Oxford bench, Caitlin Quigley, a senior, getting some hugs from her assistant coach, Ellie Ryan as well. It's a tough moment knowing that your career is coming to an end with 2:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Madison Cooperthwaite back to Mallory Frazier. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Oxford underneath. will have a foul as Olivia Kelsey got hammered fighting for that ball. 2:40 to go here in the fourth. Looks like Coach Z might be putting in Bailey McCoy for her first varsity action. Now she's going to get in. Boy, opposite ends of the spectrum here. Bailey McCoy getting in for her first varsity game. And on the other end of that spectrum, we have some seniors finishing up their careers here. Pass down low. We're going to have a foul on Unitigo with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Going to be on Mallory Frazier. And here is Bailey McCoy checking in. And Mallory Frazier will head to the bench. Mallory Frazier, also a senior. The other senior on this team, Paige McCoy, all playing a big role here in today's game. Always nice to go out with a victory on your home floor. Olivia Kelsey checking out now for Oxford. You can't say enough about this Oxford team. The season they've had, they've played everybody tough. Here's Barrows, right side for three. It won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Alexa Lucia with the rebound with 2:25 to go in the fourth. And Unitigo leading 66-38. They've played everybody tough. A first-round upset in the sectional tournament. Played everybody in the MAC. Finished up with the 5 seed. They were a tough team, and they'll be a good team in the future as well. Burrows is a heck of a player for only a freshman. Here's Paige McCoy down low. She's able to finish, and she's got 14. Nice job there for Unitigo with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford will work it down into the interior. Here's Carly Miller. Shot won't go. Second chance. She's blocked by Madison Cooperthwaite. And we'll head to the line. So it's Unitigo leading 68-38 with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Tatum Coddington is going to check back in. And now here is Paige McCoy getting her round of applause. And this looks like a newly energized Unitigo team, I'll tell you that. Lots of hugs with Coach Z. It's a good thing to see. 1:50 to go here, fourth quarter, 68-38 the score. And this will be Carly Miller to the line for Oxford, and her first foul shot won't go. Second shot coming. Again, we'll have the Franklin girls game with Marathon at 6 o'clock. Make sure you tune in for that later in the second round of the Class D Section 4 girls basketball tournament. Miller's shot is good. So Miller now with 9. Oxford scoring, Quigley with 9, Miller with 9, 13 for Madeline Barrows. Miller will head off. The junior will have another year ahead of her, but always tough when your season comes to an end. 1:40 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 68-39. Unitigo with the basketball at the top of the key. Here is McCoy down low, finds Tatum Coddington for the bucket. Making it 70-39. Got to be the biggest offensive output of the season here for Unitigo. Oxford with the ball to the right side. Working it around with 1:20 to go. Straightaway three here for the Blackhawks. Is an air ball out of bounds for Ella Kelsey. And it'll go back to Unitigo. So the Spartans will be advancing to the sectional semifinals. Made it to the Section 4 championship game last year before falling to Watkins Glen. And it should be a great Final Four ahead, no matter who gets there. The possible matchup with DH could be coming back. Left-handed layup won't go down for Bailey McCoy here. Musaw will track down the rebound, though. Musaw floats one on the baseline here for Alexa Lucia. Feeds it through traffic, but will have a jump ball with 51 seconds to go. Well, you could have a possible matchup in the semis of Unitigo DH and Delhi Newfield. That's how I think it could work out. We're going to see. A lot of games left to be played here today. But that would be a heck of a Final Four if you're a MAC fan. Coddington for a left side three. No good. Rebound here for Bailey McCoy. Down low for Madison Cooperthwaite. She couldn't hold on. Out of bounds and back to Oxford with 41 seconds to go. And Oxford will have the ball on the baseline. And they'll look to get it in with Taylor Moore. Moore across the midcourt timeline with 35 seconds to go. Stripped of the ball there by Bailey McCoy. Ahead for Alexa Lucia. She's going to take it in. Can't get the shot to go. With 30 seconds left, Oxford with a rebound. And in the backcourt, here is Ella Kelsey. Kelsey into the paint. Floater is off the back of the rim. No good. Bailey McCoy, a rebound. She's making an impact off the bench. McCoy's going to take it all the way. Bailey with the jumper. It's good. Her first varsity points. Congratulations to her. Makes it 72-39 with 10 seconds left. Oxford with one last chance here. They'll bring it down the floor. And that's going to do it here. Ball will roll out of bounds on the far side with .3 to go. But that should be our final score here, folks. Unitiga will be doing the inbounding duties, and they will win 72-39. Unitiga moves on to the sectional semifinals. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 3-seed Unitigo girls down 11 Oxford, 72-39 here today to advance in Class C. Haley Lucia scores 17 points, hits 5 three-pointers today for UCS. Megan Perry adds 16 points. Paige McCoy hits for 14 points for Unitigo. Madeline Barrows scores 13 points for Oxford Academy. And Carly Miller and Caitlin Quigley net 9 points each here for the Blackhawks. Other scoring summary, first for Unitigo. 8 points for Morgan Perry, 4 apiece for Maddie Wilsey and Jenna Faulkner, 3 for Alexa Lucia, 2 apiece for Kylie Musaw, Tatum Connington, and Bailey McCoy. Probably the best offense I've seen this year for Unitigo. On the other side for Oxford, besides the 13-9-9, They had 4 from Olivia Kelsey, 2 from Emma Hodge, and 2 from Ellie Ryan. Let's get into our awards here. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll get that to Haley Lucia today. 17 points, 5 three-pointers. Just thought she was outstanding. One of the best games I've ever seen her have. Her passing, her defense, she's really, really good. So Haley Lucia is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner from Unitigo today. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I would like to give this today to Caitlin Quigley of Oxford. 9 points. I just thought she was so good on the interior, always plays so hard, good on the glass, and you know, just had her hands full down there today with the Perry sisters and with Jenna Faulkner, and just played her heart out. So we'll give Caitlin Quigley from Oxford our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going Paige McCoy today from Unitigo. 14 points. I thought she was key early. She was key late. She was good at the line. Did a little bit of everything today. That's a perfect summary of the all-purpose player. And just a really good effort for her. You know, she normally doesn't score this much. She might be 2, 3, 4, 5 points a game. So for Paige to step up and have 14 in a big game like this, we'll give her the all-purpose award tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands. That's going to do it. We'll be back on the air in just a couple of hours. Franklin Girls hosting Marathon in Class D action at 6 o'clock. We'll go on with the Butler Auto pregame show about 5:45. And it's going to be a good one. So, again, our final score here, 72-39, Unitigo defeats Oxford. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate Jim and all his work today. We'll see you in a couple of hours. Until then, rest up. More basketball coming. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.